Chapter 8 Hades. Hercules walks through the underworld. It's cold and scary. He sees many dead people. It's a terrible place, but Hercules is very brave. Hades is the god of the underworld. He's very powerful. Hercules must get his permission to take Cerberus. Finally, Hercules sees Hades. He is sitting on a throne.
You're not dead. Who are you, and what do you want?
I'm Hercules, the son of Zeus,
answers Hercules.
I must do a mission for King Eurystheus. I must take Cerberus to him. Can I take the dog?
Hades likes Hercules.
You can take Cerberus, but you mustn't hurt him,
he says.
And you must return him in one day. He guards the underworld, and I need him.
I understand,
says Hercules.
Thank you, Hades.
Hercules returns to the entrance to the underworld. The sun is hot outside and Cerberus is sleeping. Hercules approaches the dog quietly and presses its neck very tightly. The dog can't breathe and it faints. Hercules takes Cerberus and goes to Charon, the boatman. Charon is very frightened.
Who is this big, strong man?
He thinks.
What did he do to Cerberus?
Take me across the river quickly,
says Hercules.
I must take Cerberus to King Eurystheus and return him in one day.
Nobody leaves the underworld,
thinks Charon.
But this man is different from other men.
Charon takes Hercules across the river Styx. Hercules goes to Mycenae. Cerberus is unconscious on his shoulders. Hercules enters King Eurystheus's palace and suddenly the dog opens its eyes. Cerberus runs to the king. Eurystheus is terrified.
Take him from here! Take him back to the underworld!
The king jumps into a big pot.
You did all your missions, Hercules. You're free. Now go!
The king shouts from the pot. Hercules takes Cerberus to Hades.
Thank you, Hercules,
says Hades.
You're very responsible.